And your podcast is so stupid. I hate it.
At night.
I hate it.
Sunil Patel.
I hate you.
Huge Davies.
And I hate you.
You are now entering Slam Country.
There we go. All right, and I'm recording as well. So.
It's not coming into my headphones. That's the problem.
That's probably because your headphones aren't plugged in.
I am not plugged in.
That'll be why. So try and plug them in and see if you can hear anything. There you go.
Yeah, I can hear one ear.
You hear it now?
I can hear in both ears now.
Great, yeah. So just do a quick Patreon announcement and then I'll do the intro to the episode. Okay.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, all good. Thanks, man. Hey, welcome to the Slime Country podcast. Patreon.com/Slime Country. There's one tier, £4 a month. Here's what you get. You get to ask questions for our bonus episodes. You get early access to live show tickets. You get a bonus episode every other week. We just uploaded 3 in 1 week to say shout out for being on the Patreon. And you get complete access to the entire archive of pre-Schism Slime Country episodes, which is like 50 whole extra episodes, and you can go and listen to them if you're on the Patreon. And hopefully, if you're listening to 50 episodes of us, that will be probably 8,000 door slams from the cunt in the office next to us.
We could hear him screaming. I swear, did you hear this?
He was screaming earlier. I think it's probably his wife.
He's editing some screams.
You get the feeling he's a psycho. Anyway, go to the patreon.com/slamcountry and enjoy that. Lots of people already on their big fans
good
testimonials, lovely testimony, and they love it over there. So okay, now it's time for the intro to the episode. Welcome to Slime Country Podcast, everybody. I have a huge announcement to make.
All right, let's go.
Huge announcement. I managed to get us a celebrity guest for next week's episode. This is true.
Oh really?
Yeah. Do you know who it is?
No. Let's try and figure out who it might be. You know in Jurassic Park when his face gets sprayed with black goop, that guy?
Yeah.
Is it the dinosaur from that?
It's not the dinosaur from Jurassic Park that sprays black goop on the man's face.
Is it a animal?
As opposed to mineral or human.
Are you thinking Toyota? Because that's with you.
It's not Toyota.
It's an even bigger celebrity than Toyota. Give up?
All right, go on then.
It's one, you're not going to believe this. O.J. Simpson. Oh, sorry, hang on. I'm just getting a phone call. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, you're kidding me.
Goodness me.
Oh, guys, you're not going to believe this. O.J.'s killed his wife and her boyfriend.
On the same day, did you hear about the volcano? Do you hear about Etna?
Wow.
Etna was blowing smoke rings.
Like a vapor.
Yeah, it was a smoke ring came out of Etna.
On the day,
I'm seeing two big O's.
On the day that OJ died, a big smoke ring came out.
Yeah, a big smoke ring came out.
Brilliant, like the Pope, like they're voting in a new OJ Simpson.
Now, between OJ
getting cancer and King Charles getting cancer, we've got to consider the long-term health effects of killing your wife and her new boyfriend.
He could bring
that's
out.
Too good for this podcast.
I might actually do that as a joke.
Yeah.
King Charles and OJ Simpson, let me tell you. That's the kind of joke that would get you like bums rushed out of the news quiz, thrown out of the window like Mo throwing you out of the tavern at the BBC. Yeah, between King Charles and OJ Simpson, having ass cancer seems to be a symptom of killing your wife's boyfriend. Everybody, the audience looking at you like, where's Pun and Dennis? Who's this guy? Give me that.
Oh
boom.
My goodness!
Let me hit that shit.
This is where.
Oh my God, this is where we just.
Let me hit that shit.
The only reason we
I
do
gave
this,
you some cigarettes, so you're allowed. I have to have some vape. So, yeah, obviously this is the OJ tribute episode.
What
really,
do you mean that's nothing? That's 12 milligrams.
This is 20.
That's a Marlboro Gold.
This is 20, yeah.
You're on the fucking children's
Marlboro
folks,
Reds,
though,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can really feel it.
Yeah, I love that.
Anyway.
So, yeah, obviously RIP OJ. Mm. He's down in hell now.
We need to read his book.
What if I died?
If I died.
If I died, yeah.
Did he die of cancer then?
He died of cancer. Well,
I had no idea. I thought he just died.
Everyone says it was cancer, but we can't rule out that it was something else.
What?
You never know with him. He's a bit sneaky.
Yeah.
He's been known to.
Even though,
even
though it looks like it was probably cancer,
yeah.
I think I imagine that cancer will be put on trial and bafflingly acquitted.
What if I had cancer? The whole he's got a whole collection.
He got 9 cancer wounds to the abdomen, to the chest, and
abdomen. Or the IV tube fit or whatever.
Yeah.
Would he fit in the CAT scan?
Yeah, imagine being a chemo nurse. And they wheel someone in on a bed and go, next, we've got a patient for you. And it's OJ Simpson. The most high-profile murderer of the century.
And he's looking to date. He's back on the market.
Do you remember that clip where he pretended to stab Ruby Wax with a banana?
No.
Terrible.
Sorry?
I don't know.
Why were they...
Is that in the documentary?
He thought of the skit where he like jumped out from behind the door and pretended to stab her.
Were they on Would I Lie to You or something? How'd they meet?
Was this after he murdered his wife?
Yeah. She was doing a documentary about it. She was like, did you do it? And he thought it would be a funny joke to pretend to stab her.
Oh, look, interesting. With a banana?
Yeah, with a banana, yeah. Oh. He comes out like this.
What did he go to prison for?
Tax.
Tax.
No, it was.
Was it?
Genuinely,
I think it was avoidance, wasn't it?
He did loads of stuff. So he, like, there's loads of rap sheets, weird crimes that he's done on his rap sheet, sorry. And it's like he sped a jet ski through, like, an endangered animal zone. He got, like, it's something crazy. Like, he. Because, you know, he was a footballer, American footballer, yeah. Right? So it was something like he donated to a charity thing, or maybe even lost. Gambling or something, like a trophy or like one of his shirts, right. Or something to a casino.
Oh yeah, and then he stole it.
And he got
back,
arrested for like breaking into the casino and trying to steal his shirt and trophy back or something like that. And it is like getting Al Capone for tax evasion.
That's what I would maybe do.
What, steal your Edinburgh Comedy Awards trophy back from
if I sold it to
Bellagio.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Oshel went into for. Everyone thinks he went back in for Julia Roberts. No, he went for Dave newcomer, Ocean's, best newcomer Ocean's 2019. One, yeah.
Well, you need a heist team, and we wouldn't help.
We already did this on the Patreon, remember? Who'd be in our Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I can't remember.
Not me.
Bonus points for anyone who can remember. I think it was like Prigozhin and the Japanese man who pretends to be a dog and stuff.
Like Prigozhin pops up more than.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he pops up in this podcast more than in Russian news.
Everyone in the world has forgotten who Prigozhin is.
All our fucking heroes died, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Prigozhin,
yeah.
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson. Yeah.
They're all fucking gone.
Yeah, Prince Charles. Dodi Al Fayed. They're all dead.
Not Dodi.
Dodi's alive.
Mohammed too as well. He's gone. The original.
Al-Fayed's gone.
Yeah, from Fulham. Yeah.
Dodi was Dodi in the car with Dyer. Yeah.
The Michael Jackson statue.
Michael
he took
Jackson's
it back.
Gone
took
as well.
He took it back.
The Colston statue in Bristol. They took that down.
Do people think that MJ's a nonce generally?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, a lot of people don't though.
Because he's got the new musical out.
He does,
yeah. But it's got Tony nominated
with his music in it.
I assume it's not.
Yeah,
it's not the Sound of Music.
But it's like you can't put Michael Jackson's music in an awards category with like West End musicals music. That's like putting a baby in the ring with Mike Tyson. you can't like the best pop songs in history versus Do You Hear the People Sing? It's a wash. Yeah. It's Coughing Baby versus Hydrogen Bomb.
I don't think I put it in there. Because they'd have to. But apparently it's good.
Yeah, of course it is.
But it's
do they show the.
What is it, the Michael Jackson
story? It's
called
MJ.
What, Birth Till Death?
Yeah, I imagine so.
His dad beating him up and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe it is good.
I didn't even know that existed. Yeah. I've got to go see Hades Town soon. Ever heard of that?
Why? No. Helen?
No, Amy Gledhill said she wanted to go see it, so I'll go with her. But it'll be the second musical I've ever seen.
What was the first one?
Six.
Oh, did you like
Six,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was like, oh yeah, that's good, but I don't want to see another one.
Yeah, you don't appreciate art.
I don't appreciate a story being broken up into songs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's.
I love musicals.
You've had a background in musicals.
What about concept albums?
Huh?
What about concept albums?
Like what?
You name me a concept album.
Name me a concept. What is the definition of a concept album?
It's a story broken up into songs.
R. Kelly.
So no, do you know what?
Has he died yet?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
He's
in prison.
We're peeking at it.
No, it's all right. I can do it in the edit. Yeah,
right,
it's fine.
Sure.
I saw a really amazing thing where a video on Twitter where someone posted a video. Their dad was in the same prison as R. Kelly. And their dad got R. Kelly on the phone to sing to her from prison.
Oh, fuck.
Brilliant.
But if your dad's in the same unit as R. Kelly, he's a sex offender, right?
I don't know. I think
so they keep them together.
My old friend, the El Salvadorian president.
Sorry?
Is going to win another landslide in El Salvador.
Is he?
Because he fucking locked up everyone who was in a gang.
Genius.
And they're
all stacked
on top of each other, basically.
I saw him, yeah.
He's got the cartels to try and kill some of them.
He's fucking crazy. I saw that he did, like, he's, like, super young, right?
Yeah.
I saw him do a speech saying, you don't know, like you're all stupid, you don't know what we should do. Has he got TikTok? Over here in Salvador?
Yeah, he's well, he only gets interviewed by people who have a social media. That he doesn't get interviewed by traditional media.
Yeah,
right. So we couldn't get an interview.
Clips,
it's about clippies for him.
It's about clippies for him. He's a stand-up comedian. Yeah. Yeah. So he goes, it's like the murder, the highest murder rate in the world in El Salvador.
And now he's sorted it.
Has he?
He's completely got rid of it.
What's his political persuasion? The books,
huh?
What's his political persuasion?
It's basically anti-America.
Awesome.
Anti-dollar.
Awesome.
And anti-gangs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let me have a look at this guy.
If you know, yeah, no,
what's his I'm going to go on his Wikipedia. What's his name?
Go on his Twitter.
What's his name?
Bukele. B-U-K-E-L-E.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Naib.
Yeah, I know. I've heard this.
I met a guy who knew him as a kid. And this guy, he was a politician, and he was like, yeah, he was just a little nerd. We had no idea he was going to grow up and become this dude.
Yeah, but that's awesome. All.
That's always
that's all that's nerds, the origin man. Story, that's isn't it? A lot it? Of nerds, man.
Superhero origin story.
Yeah.
But his dad, I think, was the prime minister or president.
He used to be a member of this party here.
Liberation Front.
The yeah, that's the left-wing party, apparently.
Yeah.
But now, did he run as an independent?
I don't know.
Independent, it says here. Ghana.
Yeah, he took over the
Grand Alliance for National Unity. Wow.
He's definitely doing dictator stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But he called himself the coolest dictator in the world.
Conservative liberalism and populism. Centre right. Don't like the sound of that.
You don't like it.
Don't like the sound of that at all, mate. Yeah. So you he left the Communist Party, the Demsol Party, and decided to found the Bitcoin Party.
I don't think he believes in anything.
Yeah, it sounds like it, except being against the gangs.
Yeah,
give me that shit.
No, you're not having any more.
Why not?
Because you've sucked it dry.
I gave you two puffs. How do you know if it's empty?
The well is dry.
It's not dry.
Is it
you
dried
had,
up?
You had three of the most outrageous puffs on it. You have one more puff.
Thanks.
But only...
How many puffs you got left in it?
There's almost like nothing left.
How do you know?
I had one after you, and it's completely changed the
No, I didn't do that.
You were the last person to have it. What are you talking about? It's completely out.
That's the battery. It's flashing. That's not me.
But that means it's out, isn't it?
But you were the last person to have it.
But that's purely bad. You can't say that's me puffing it. I had a couple of puffs, and it just turns out they were the last two puffs.
Had the last two puffs.
You can't say that that's my fault. I didn't know that it was going to be the last two puffs. All right, so now give me some of your
pain. No, because you'll just empty it out.
No, please.
You'll take one rip and
I'm not allowed to have cigarettes in here. I just want to be...
You're not.
I'm not allowed to have cigarettes in here.
Don't make me... I'll crack open the spare one if you want to share it.
I want to share it.
Do you guys want to share it?
Yeah.
Are you going to be fucking nice
about it? Well, do I get first dibs on it?
Before you get first dibs, but you slagged it off saying it wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, so I want it first. I want it first.
All right, Ed gets it first.
Yeah, fuck you, you piece of shit.
This is what happens when you don't get puffs.
We can't argue, but yeah, we can actually.
We fucking, we're celebrities on YouTube, right. You were saying.
I've only got this spare one to last me, so don't fuck about.
We're celebrities on YouTube, you were saying. Go on, tell the people.
Thanks, oh, no, bro. But we were stopped outside. Someone asked for a photo outside. At market today, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
Not a Slimer?
No, not a Slimer, because it'd been rude if they were a Slimer to ask for not both of us.
Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Slimers aren't allowed to have smartphones by the government. A lot of Slimers elect not to have smartphones. It's like they think 5G is evil. Phones.
It's like in prison, where they have to go through people's dormitories and stuff. They'll turn the mattress and find and they have to go to solitary. I was sent a video by someone.
Yeah.
You've got to check this out. And then it was on Instagram on the train.
Yeah,
and giraffe giving birth, put like right now, like the camera's right up its purse, giving birth at that very moment.
Yeah.
Next to me on the train, as a sneaky look over at my phone, and it looks as if I'm just like
you're watching.
That's how I relax on the way home.
Yeah,
absolutely devastating.
That's brilliant. What did you like it?
I hadn't sort of finished. I wanted to see what I thought it was like a video in which something might happen halfway through. Like, I thought it was like, why would you send me this?
This giraffe giving birth close up, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, well, it might be a meme at the end of it because it had like 300,000 likes. So I was like, it can't be just this.
Yeah.
It pops
so
out,
I waited for it and then it pops out and that's the end of the video.
But it pops out, it starts walking, right?
Just pops out, that's the end of the video.
Oh, just on the floor.
Yeah,
all right, let's have a look then.
Is it in captivity or in wild?
Huh?
Is it in the wild or in captivity?
It's in the captivity.
Okay. Well, that puts a different spin on it.
It does put a different spin on it. I do like...
captive giraffes.
Giraffes as animals.
Yeah.
Just seen you scroll past a picture of a diglet.
Yeah, because this is the...
You're going to name your daughter Diglet, you've told
It's because I'm with the girl I'm seeing, I've just told her that the kid will be called Diglet.
What is a diglet?
How long have you been seeing this woman? You're talking about kids?
About a month and a half.
You're talking about kids?
Yeah, it's about time, isn't it? Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I just saw the message you sent on that. Let's see this giraffe pussy. Come on. That is fucking... That's fucked up.
It's black and white as well. Oh, CCTV. It's CCTV.
That's crazy. That's so much more horrible.
It's really
than
long,
I
isn't it? It's long.
Yeah. It looks like it's shitting.
Yeah. I guess it's beautiful, isn't it? And that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Plumps on the ground.
I don't want to. It's just like it's just in the hay a bit.
Chester Zoo, Chester Zoo.
Is that the mother licks it clean, right?
Yeah. Is that Chester Zoo? Is that the one with the turtle
that everyone rapes?
Yeah.
What?
Smooth sides.
The turtle.
Not everyone, but all the other turtles.
I should explain. Yeah. No,
Helen talks about it in her podcast.
That's crazy.
I was with Helen at the time when she first saw this. I remember being around at her old flat, and we were watching the Chester Zoo, and then there's a tortoise, and they're just casually just. I don't know if you know this about Helen, but she's obsessed with this tortoise called Smooth Sides. Who he rapes, isn't he? There's no other to put it. He rapes.
Oh, no, I thought Smooth Sides had Smooth Sides because everyone rapes.
Because everyone raped her.
And like everyone's paws like smooth out her sides.
Yeah.
But
they just very casually explain that in the show.
But, you know, this is Trusty Hogg's law now. We're walking into it, so let's cut all that out.
We've gone into the wardrobe.
Yeah, it's fine. But that's where. It's in Chester Zoo, that one.
That's in Chester Zoo.
That's sad. I don't like thinking about that poor
but
tortoise.
It is really weird, yeah. Everyone ganging up on that tortoise, yeah. Turtle? Tortoise?
Have you seen. I saw its skull of a hippo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they sort of, from that, because the skull looks incredible and looks a bit like a dinosaur, they now think that dinosaurs are actually just not very cool looking.
They've said that all the time. They keep changing it. They add feathers.
But I'll show you the skull of a hippo.
This isn't the first time we've seen a hippo skull, though. Surely we would recognise
it
before.
If you saw it, it looks incredible. It looks like an alien. And then you go, what would that look like?
My grandparents used to have a tortoise that would fuck my shoes when I was a boy.
Oh, yeah?
While I was wearing them.
And...
He'd come up and sort of, he bites the shoe and then he starts like fucking it.
How big was it?
He was like just a little tortoise, tortoise. He's like 100 years old. He was awesome.
Must have been lonely as fuck.
Yeah, he loved cucumbers, man. Rest in peace, Wilfred. Shout out, Wilfred. I miss you.
Look at the skull of it.
Doesn't look like a dinosaur. Looks like a hippo.
Looks like a cow.
You think that?
Yeah, it looks more like a cow.
I think it looks
cow.
Sick.
It looks sick, but it doesn't look...
It's aerodynamic.
I tell you what, it doesn't look like a hippo. I tell you that for sure.
It does look more like a hippo than a dinosaur.
Looks like an F1 car. It's nice.
Looks like a spaceship.
Yeah.
So you got any more wrong facts?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to bring that up. I stand corrected. It looks like a spaceship. Everyone just stop listening to the podcast. Go on to Google. Type in hippo skull.
Yeah.
And then go on the Patreon and tell us whether you think it looks like a dinosaur, a spaceship, or a cow.
Yeah. You got any more skulls on there?
Any more skulls?
Have a look at different skulls.
That's all I've got. That's what I prepared for today. That was my today's homework.
But let's have a look at different skulls, different skulls and what they look like.
Best skulls?
Best looking skulls.
Best looking skulls.
Animal.
I reckon
animal.
There's got to be some hominids up there.
I don't know.
From a website.
It's not an
sorry,
animal,
it's
then,
from
it?
A website called Metal Sucks.
Yeah, Metal Sucks.
That's crazy.
Oh, what's a nutria then?
It's like a big. It says it's a water rat. I assume it's a sort of beaver.
That's a rat.
It says a sort of beaver.
Look at that. That's crazy. What's that? It's got like.
It's a Gila monster.
Bubbles in it.
We can't have this in the
pod.
Well,
that's not real, is it?
All right.
Gila monster's real, yeah.
Gila monster.
What are they, like little snakes?
I'll show you a picture of a Gila monster. Hang on.
All right, we can't have this on there.
Yeah, we can, because they can Google along. I don't care.
PlayStation remote.
PlayStation remote skull.
It's only £20 for two of them.
This is a Gila monster. How cool are they?
Oh, wow.
They're really sick.
What, like an iguana?
He's just like he's a cool
lizard. Why is his skull got like
bubbles on it?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just pretty sick. You missed one
oh
out.
Oh my God.
Would you miss
it's too long, that one.
What is it?
Look at that vampire
bat's good.
Vampire bat's great.
That's a brilliant
that
skull.
That is like Nosferatu, isn't it?
That's a brilliant skull.
Yeah.
I'd love to have that.
What, a couple of long teeth at the front, nothing at the back?
A couple of long teeth at the bottom as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on then.
All right.
What's that? Fucking hell.
That's crazy. That's from episode 4, when it's chasing Princess Leia's ship.
Sorry, are you going to edit that burp out?
No.
Okay.
That's from episode 2, the monster that attacks them in the arena.
Oh yeah,
that Anakin rides.
So for that thing, what is that? They all just all the bugs. They fly into the stadium. Yeah, they watch.
They're not bugs. They're Geonosians.
Geonosians.
Yeah. What's all this, the Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 2. Yeah, not so they good. All fly into the stadium, right? Then they watch three animals part three prisoners of war, I assume, just quite easily. They're just
gladiator there, combat, yeah.
And they what? They just go home. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Is that all that happens? You can't. What? That's football, is it?
Yeah, you can't say the same. What ancient Romans? They go to the Colosseum, they go to the stadia, and they watch Christians getting eaten by lions, and they just go home. It's bread and circuses. You've got to keep the plebeians entertained.
No, but they don't even. They're not even. They're chained up. They don't even get. It's quick. Is that.
Oh, it's too quick.
It's just nothing. You can't. Right. I imagine
there's no sport in it. Is that what you're saying?
It's getting 45 minutes to get in there.
Right.
To watch 5 seconds of being ripped apart by a big.
That's just bad storytelling, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's good storytelling. They clearly, because there clearly is sport in it, because they do a really good job of escaping. That's what I meant to write down. Hang on, I meant to write down in my new material. Do Jedi mind tricks on the audience?
Yeah, nice.
You are enjoying the comedy show like that.
Have you finished reading Dune yet?
Yeah, and Dune Messiah.
You read that as well?
Yeah, I read both.
Wow. Yeah, crazy film.
Hippo is at number one, I will say that.
Is it? Oh, well done.
Oh, shout out to JJ, by the way, for pointing
Python.
Out to me.
Python, fucking
hell. Wow, that's sick.
Look at that.
Python Skull, look at
that. JJ, Slimer called JJ, shout out JJ, pointed out to me when we were talking about Dune last week.
Yeah.
We talked about Dune last week and Christopher Walken, and JJ pointed out that... Christopher Walken is in the Fatboy Slim video for Weapon of Choice, which has a whole verse about walking slowly to avoid walking without rhythm to avoid the worms.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Of course.
Christ, remember? Yeah. And I completely forgot that. And so that's a good link there. I wish we'd thought of it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was saying...
Walking good.
I was saying Jamiroquai would probably be pretty good at avoiding sandworms because he dodged all that furniture.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
It is good stuff. Oh my goodness.
It's one of those days, isn't it, boys?
It's a nice day.
It's hot outside. We don't want to be outside.
I had a historic bomb at a club chain last week, and I'm doing the same club chain tomorrow.
What is your definition of bomb, though? Silence?
It was like I got maybe in my 21, 22 minutes on stage, I maybe got one medium-sized laugh across the whole room.
Mm. Were there any jokes going down to nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And then there were, like, just a couple of pockets of titters for the rest of my staff of people who, like, liked it. But,
but mainly
people looking at me like this. Like,
where? Town?
Birmingham.
Okay.
Your second home?
Yeah. So...
Arrakis is the first one.
Yeah.
I felt like Paul going to Arrakis.
Yeah.
Except if all the Freemen had... bald heads and England flag tattoos and decided to kill him instead of making him their messiah.
Was this the world famous Glee Club?
It was the world famous Glee Club. And I like the Glees. I just had a bad bomb there. My mistake. I hate the Glees. but I like Birmingham Glee and Oxford Glee.
Not the easiest places, are they?
No. And I've emceed them before and had a really great time. My stuff's weird, you know.
Were you opening?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I did a charity gig, actually.
And Nottingham Glee, actually. Don't mind that.
It's good.
Cardiff
it's
Glee.
It's closed now, isn't it?
Makes me want to kill myself.
Has it moved? Yeah, anyway. Sorry, Glasgow's nice as well. I did a charity gig. I did a bit of charity work last week, actually, for something to do with Palestine. And
well done.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went really well.
Did you meet anyone nice there?
Yeah, actually, it's quite funny. Nish was there doing material about how podcasts earn loads of money these days.
Oh, wait, you did a charity gig?
They
I
do.
Thought you meant you were just doing something for charity. You just did a gig.
Doing something for charity, isn't it?
No, not really.
Oh, God. Giving up
my life. I'm not helping, really.
Of course I am helping.
You can't mention you did something for charity.
That's crazy.
That's charity work.
No, Sunil, you
can't.
That's
crazy.
What do you mean? Why not?
You can't say that you're doing something for charity.
I didn't do new material.
You're performing.
So wait, the important thing here is that Nish said the podcasts are making money these days.
He was talking about how his friends have become millionaires off podcasts.
Oh, well, obviously Ed and James have.
Ed, James, Rob, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously his friends have.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they kick a bit of that downstream to us? Trickle-down economics clearly doesn't work because we're in the fucking doctor basement. I'm dangerously close to killing
I don't think.
No, listen. This is brilliant. In my preview the other night, I said I was going to kill Alistair Campbell with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Turns out one of his family friends was in the crowd.
Was it Grace Campbell? Was it? Was. On the bill.
A very close family friend.
No, God bless her, honestly. Best of luck to her.
We should try and get on his podcast.
The rest is politics.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Do your Dodi Fayed joke on there.
I tell you what. If I killed a million Iraqis, yeah, I'd be depressed. There's an argument that some people with depression should kill themselves. It won't fix the damage, but it'll make us feel a little bit better. Alistair Campbell, if you're listening, I think you should violently kill yourself. Anyone got anything to contribute?
About that, I think you're entitled to an opinion on that.
We should do a podcast called The Rest is Fucking Bat Scars.
We should try and do this one properly.
We are doing this one properly.
The Rest is Bat Skulls.
Yeah. The Rest is Hip Hop Skulls.
Oh, this is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Of people coming up to you after a gig and saying, listen to this story, do this on stage. This is like years ago. It was like about a few years after I started, and this lady came up to me and she went, you'll love this story, you should do it on stage. And I was like, all right. She goes, yeah, so I might have told you this ages ago, but she was like, yeah, so I was sort of stalking you for a couple of months.
Sick.
Right.
And I was like, oh, right, yeah, why? And she went, oh, yeah, I just, I sort of came out of a relationship and I went on Craigslist looking for just like casual encounters. And I met a guy on there like called Sunil Patel.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who's that? Google it. You came up. So I went to like loads of your gigs. Never said anything.
Thinking it was you.
Thinking it was me.
That wanted the no string sex on
Craigslist.
It was you. It wasn't me.
And I was like, oh, right. Okay, yeah. And then she was like, yeah. And so I arranged a time to meet Sunil Patel. Turned up at his house and it was just someone else entirely.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what'd you do? And she went, oh, I just slept with him anyway.
Great.
And I was like, oh, now what? And she went, oh, I'm getting married now.
To him?
No. She's, wow. Yeah, put that in your show.
That's brilliant. Did you put it in your show?
No, I didn't know what to say about it.
I think it's going in.
It's going in the next one, I guess.
I had a letdown.
Yeah.
To have you think you're going with Sunil Patel. DJ Sunil Patel.
The DJ Sunil Patel.
And then it turns out just a random. Just a
Sunil
random
Patel room. Solutions.
Do they still have those Craigslist things? Is Craigslist still around?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go on Craigslist now and see what's going on.
I went on The Lady yesterday.
Yeah.
You know the magazine for like landed old women. Well, it's for ladies of leisure. Like basically.
Yeah.
People just say what you want. Just say what you need to say.
So it's this magazine about. Anyway, they've got a jobs category in the back.
Say what you need to say.
What?
You keep going. You know, it's a magazine for
rich old spinsters.
Yeah. The jobs at the back. There was a guy just like going like basically saying private security available for private security and companionship brackets escorting. So basically, all these lads just going on there to work as like housekeepers, but also fuck them.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Maybe I can do that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, you'd have to get security checked.
Oh, I have to get the SIA license. Don't want to.
What's that? Security?
Yeah, it's what you need for security jobs. Yeah. All right, here we go. Craigslist.
That'd be very on brand for community. The podcast be funded by
rich old women.
Rich old women.
not one of us can hack it as a captain.
Can you imagine them all in the old folks home in like Chelsea and they're like, the guy who's cleaning my house also has a podcast called Slime Country, and they're like, me too, my cleaner also does Slime Country.
And then we've got to take him out to dinner in Chelsea.
Pretend that we don't know each other. One of our butlers. We're all at like dinner at a fancy restaurant in Chelsea, and they all make their butlers get under the table to eat their pussies, and we look around and see each other under the table. We notice that we're all under there in butler costumes being made to eat their pussies under the table with the Italian restaurant in Chelsea.
Not one of us in a suit that fits properly.
We're all pretending that we can't. Pretending that we're not there and we can't see each other.
We're doing a mini extra episode under the table too.
My mistress is like, did you make friends with the other boys under the table? Yeah, it was nice to meet them. It was nice to meet them for the first time.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here's some stuff in Craigslist. Here we go.
All right.
So number one, I've got there's a category called activity partners, which sadly has no listings. This is a missed connection post.
It's a fucking long shot, isn't it?
I used to do I used to download misconnections posts from Craigslist, and like put them through a text to speech thing, and to make the put them on, and set them to beats.
Yeah. Oh yeah, nice. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Can I? Maybe I'll play one for you. Hang on. So this is what. Let's see if this one's any good.
It's refreshing to do something on the podcast that you only need ears for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's every episode I've ever had.
Get our fucking skulls out.
This is actually sad. Looking for the man who helped me with my luggage. It's a long shot, but here goes. You helped me with my luggage at Leeds station on the Thursday before Easter. We had a coffee and you gave me your number, but I must have gotten it wrong.
It sounds like any interaction anyone could have had.
You were mid-40s.
I do that four times a day.
I had a red floral dress on. That's so sad.
That was me.
Jesus Christ. I must have written your number wrong. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. All right, hang on. Let me see if I can...
I like this, actually. I like this. More,
it's quite
please.
Sweet.
Yeah. But it's like in the newspaper where you have like looking for on the tube, but there's like obviously there's no filter, so it's like looking for a man who would like you know wants to put a snake on me or something.
You know? Yeah,
because you couldn't get that in the metro.
This is what I used to make. Hang on.
Brunette girl on the central line, on the central line, on the 30th October. It was around 8-ish in the morning on Tuesday, the 30th October. I was sitting in the first or second carriage. It was very crowded and you stood opposite me. At first I though nothing of it, nothing of it,
nothing of it,
though nothing of it,
nothing.
But as time went on I felt as if there may have been a connection between us, may have been between us. Unfortunately I had to leave before I had a chance to talk to you.
This is me on the keys.
Oh, yeah. It's just you doing. You just jamming out.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Things were different pre-lockdown, weren't it?
That's
it. I just spent my day. When I was like 21, 22, I just used to like do that all day.
And not
that's
even...
What, yeah, that's great.
Never showed that's me fucking, that. I've known you so long. Never even knew you did that.
That is amazing.
I used to do shit like that all the time.
That's crazy creative.
That's crazy.
Thanks. That could be a thing.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's great.
Oh,
so what? So he was on a tube. She stood opposite him.
Yeah, and he goes...
He didn't say anything and left, and now he's doing that.
Now he's doing that, yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah, brilliant. It's good that he did that, because it would be awful if he just approached a random woman on the tube and started, you know, like...
He should have talked to her on the tube.
No. There are signs on the tube about harassment now, Sunil. Have you seen them?
Yeah, but you can talk to people. Harassment
no,
is like...
No, you can't, man.
You can
no,
say
you
something
can't.
If you're... I'm not going to, but I'm saying...
So
like,
let's do it. Do now.
What?
Do me.
If you were a lady on the tube,
yeah, I'm sat on the tube.
Like, look, I think we have a connection.
Like this, like that.
Excuse me. What's your
sorry,
name?
Hello?
What's
sorry,
your
name? Is this man giving you trouble?
Yeah,
and then I'll stop.
Yeah.
And then I'll stop.
Oh,
then
I've just got to say, you're absolutely gorgeous. I've just got to tell you that. I thought I'd come and rescue you because you're so hot.
Are you from Craigslist?
Sí. Craigslist España.
Yeah, yeah. This is how teams work for pickup artists. You know, they always go in groups. I feel like it should be one person who's the... You have to take the bullet as the creep.
Yeah.
And then the person comes in and saves you with a cowboy hat on.
I did it.
I was in Slim Jims with my girlfriend. Bad mistake. And I saw a... I think it was in my
girlfriend.
Did
you see a pickup artist there?
Yes.
That's where I've seen them. I've seen the work there.
Yeah, there's a guy that's dressed like Jeff Leach or Johnny Depp.
He's wearing
a leather
waistcoat.
Vest and shit.
Is he still there?
He goes to Slim Jims and he
teaches people there.
Yeah, he teaches guys. He's got like, there was a guy there who's like looks really meek and like ill-fitting Oxford shirt and chinos.
That's amazing.
And he teaches them to go. What I think he must do is he must have a couple of like...
Yeah.
It's like... It just he must have like ringers and who's
you're saying it doesn't work.
No, yeah, I'm saying he must have you know, it's him and
I can't believe that. I saw it in 2015.
I think it was me and I think Liv was there with me. I can't imagine why we'd be in Slim Jims together, but it might have been a thing with comedians after a gig as well or something. But I think Liv was there too. Yeah, anyway, there was a guy doing pickup artist stuff in Slim Jims. It was crazy.
Did you see any of it?
Yeah, so this guy was like
top hat.
This rocking
top
guy
hat.
Was
top hat, leaning
against the bar, like giving tips to this guy, and then this guy goes up to two like women and starts chatting to them and stuff.
He goes, "I'm the Penguin from Batman."
Yeah,
he looks like a piece of shit.
Really,
wearing all these like necklaces and no top, just a leather waistcoat.
Yeah, it looks like Russell Brand, fucking Jeff Leach vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's I mean, it's pretty successful before.
Yeah.
To be, there was a time in which you could wear a top hat, and then it'd be, you know, I think to wear a top hat now is mad.
I love it when you see guys dressed like that, like it's Camden in 2002.
Yeah.
They've just not moved on.
Yeah, no, looking for the Winehouse.
Have you heard the buzz about this Winehouse biopic that's just come out?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Bad, apparently.
Is it?
One and twos across the board.
You know when sometimes actors always say when they're playing a different person, they're like, I don't want to just do a bad impression of that person.
Seems like that's what they decided to do.
And then I always say to myself, I actually want you to do an impression of that person.
Because I want it to be there.
I want it to, and then I think with this film, she is doing an impression of Amy Winehouse, and I'm like, oh, I do see why that's like...
I see why they shouldn't be doing
that's
it.
That's a bit ghastly.
I've got a new bit that I'm doing in my show about tickets for previews and Edinburgh Fringe available now, about Barry Keoghan, about how we've lost... Stars have too much power now. Stars have too much clout, and we've lost the art of directing.
Yeah.
Here's an extremely hot take for the podcast. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, dear.
It's an extremely hot take about acting, and it will generate discussion in a clip, probably.
Okay.
After watching the first two Lord of the Rings the other day, and
you think Legolas is the major?
Oh, that's all getting cut out anyway, so don't reference it.
What? Oh, that was great.
After watching Lord of the Rings again the other day, and hearing some buzz about this new Falstaff, and watching a kind of masterclass thing that he did as Macbeth on YouTube, I have realised that Ian McKellen is a very bad actor.
Oh, interesting.
That's the hot take. Ian McKellen is not a good actor.
What about his masterclass?
Have you seen his Macbeth with him and Judi Dench as Lady Macbeth? Judi Dench is unreal. She is very, very good at interpreting texts in a way that lots of mainstream, maybe this is confirmation bias, but lots of mainstream actors don't seem to be. And he is so self-consciously acting for the entire thing. He does this masterclass about the Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow speech on YouTube, where he like breaks down the speech and the rhythm of it and stuff. But his like reading of the text is really weird, and every bit of acting he does in the actual like Macbeth, it's just so like self-consciously act. When Judi Dench does it, it's like I believe she is Lady Macbeth. Yeah. When he does it, it's like Ian McKellen is letting you know that Ian McKellen is an actor playing Macbeth. Do you know what I mean?
Same with Gandalf.
It's not about Macbeth. It's about Ian McKellen. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think that
he's like this. Yeah. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Stage actor.
Yeah.
No, but she's also a stage actor. She's good. Like she can do it.
Almost like stage.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, I think he's doing the same thing as like it's almost like with Chris Walken. It almost doesn't matter if he's good at acting. You're paying for Chris Walken to do his weird voice, aren't you? You want the weird voice. In it
tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him do Macbeth.
And then Ian McKellen's the same thing. You know, he's just saying words a bit weird.
You're not paying to see Macbeth.
You're
paying to see McKellen do Macbeth.
This is
when he slips off the thing, when he goes, "Fly, you fools." Like,
"Fly, you fools."
Yeah, what the fuck does he say? Like, no one knew. If you've not read the book, you have no idea what he says when that moment happens.
So much of his dialogue is inaudible. He's mumbling.
Of course.
He's the only one that you can't hear the whole
time. But it's the biggest moment of that whole film franchise, and no one knows what the fuck's going on.
I've just realised something that is controversial.
Mm. Oh, not again.
This is actually controversial.
Oh, fuck.
And can I tell you something? I don't agree with myself here, knowing what I know about the guy.
Mm.
Don't like the guy. I don't necessarily think he's a brilliant actor. But in a different universe where he wasn't a piece of shit and he was better at acting... Or maybe not better acting, but just like, you know, when he wasn't a cunt on set and stuff.
Right.
Imagine a circa 2005 Tim Burton directed Macbeth with Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter as Macbeth and Lady Macbeth.
Yeah.
How sick. I just imagine that and I think it would be sick.
Yeah, of course it would.
That would be sick.
I don't think that at all.
Why not?
It'd be interesting to see.
That'd be brilliant.
I think it'd be interesting to see. I think Johnny Depp would butcher it.
Would you?
Yeah.
I guess he probably
has to do his British accent, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
Again,
I don't want to say that.
You're paying for him to watch the...
Not necessarily. He's like a journeyman actor. He's a middling actor. Yeah, actors are better than...
I'd say half the choices... half the acting choices that Johnny has made have been bad choices.
Yeah.
Pirates, Caribbean.
Great in those.
He did that Disney movie where he's like the Lone Ranger or something like that.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah, the Lone Ranger. He was Tonto,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Willy Wonka, bad.
Willy Wonka bad. Tonto bad. Bad man in life.
Yeah, bad man in life. I'm saying his choices. The when he's playing Grindelwald in the new Harry Potter series, he's bad in that too. Really bad.
I forgot that they made new Harry Potter
yeah,
films.
Yeah, they made them new. He's bad in that. I'd say he's bad in half of things that he's in.
Is that out now?
Yeah.
The new Harry Potter?
All three of them.
What?
There's three of them.
On what?
Everything. It's just
Fantastic
on
Fantastic Beasts.
Right. Yeah, the new Harry Potter films.
Fantastic Beasts. More like Johnny Depp. He's a fantastic beast, isn't he? No, he's not fantastic, yeah, but no, he is a beast.
He's a beast, yeah.
He's a beast, but he's not fantastic.
He's a beast.
Those movies completely passed me by. It's crazy. When I was 10, I would have been there opening night for a new Harry Potter film, but now I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm excited for
anything overnight. What's the last thing you woke up to that you were excited about? Nothing.
My girlfriend this morning. Oh. My beautiful girlfriend this morning.
I'd be like that.
Woke up to her this morning. She woke me up. She sort of elbowed me awake this morning.
She elbowed you awake?
Yeah.
She sounds rude.
I woke up excited.
It's that really annoying thing where, because she's got a day job and I was like gigging last night and like out late and working late. Like I didn't get to sleep until like 1 because I was like coming down from being excited about giggy.
Yeah.
And then, but she has to wake up at 6 to go to work, so I have to wake up at 6.
Mm.
What are you saying?
I was excited for June on Wednesday. June 2 on Wednesday and Civil
War. So this will be the third
today.
Episode in a row we've talked about June.
Yeah, but I was just saying. It's very of the moment. I'm excited about Monday when we do Slime Country, the podcast.
I'm excited about that one.
I'm excited for the Tuesday when I do Sack Club at Hoxton Comedy Club.
Can I do comedy at Hoxton Sack? Why not? I've got loads of new material.
Sorry, it's a closed shop.
I've got loads of brilliant new material.
You can't be showing us up.
I won't be showing you up.
Yeah, I'll have a word with the boys later.
It fills out, doesn't it?
So you never know. It could be 2 people, it could be 30.
Okay.
I'm doing a Christmas film at the moment. It's fucking weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, filming it now.
Is it for this Christmas or the next Christmas?
This Christmas coming.
Wow.
Well, as in December.
Is it for if you don't mind me asking, is it a film to be distributed or is it for a broadcaster?
It's for Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I will say this. Will people be angry at the role that you're playing in the film?
Absolutely not. Okay. Father Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume that as well.
Yeah.
I assume that Father Christmas had gone wild.
No. So it's a tiny part, but it's like, it's weird being...
What an elf.
Not even that.
Too good for this podcast. Too good for this podcast.
Every time something's too good for this podcast, I glaze over. I just look at the sink. By the way, there's a sink.
It's good. You have a nice view. You have the best view in this room.
I get to see a frame photo, hedgehog, a mug of the other podcasters doing much better than us.
What other... Yeah, that's...
we share the studio with.
And are you enjoying doing the Christmas film?
I just did one. I've got like 6 more days left.
Who do you play in it? Do you play like an established Christmas character or a new character?
It's not about Father Christmas. It's a
Grinch.
It's like a film based at Christmas time.
Oh.
Night shoots at the moment, so it's just fucking freezing cold.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. I've never done one before. It'll be interesting to see what
that's
that
cool.
looks like.
Any big stars?
It's been an hour. It's Lee Mack and Christmas Cause.
Oh yeah,
It's very funny. It's all right. But doing a Christmas film, so that's one to tick off.
Nice, man. Well done.
Yeah. What else is on the list for you, Sunil?
We've got what's that detective thing on BBC about
Death in Paradise.
The spin-off Beyond Paradise.
Are you being in that?
I'm a policeman in that. That's coming out soon.
Nice.
No, I asked you what your dreams.
Oh, he's
on your tick list. I'm in a show a spin-off of a show that exists.
He would be. You'd be brilliant as the new detective in Death in Paradise.
I lost that job. I was gonna.
You were gonna go up for it?
No, I was up for a job to be a detective in the Outer Hebrides.
The big detective.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be thrilled if you were.
If I was away for 2 months.
If my wife died and you turned up to find who it did it.
Yeah, she's dead. She's dead, for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right, then your wife
just
died,
standing with his hands behind his back going, is there any place
dead,
in town?
Wifey daddy.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me improvise it.
Wifey daddy.
You've got to write me something
I'm like distressed and you're like, what are the pasties right around here? What's inside?
I might go up to Sark. You heard of Sark?
Cutty.
Where's that?
Or regular.
It's that mad island that the Barclay brothers own. What'd you say?
I said
Cutty.
Yeah, right. Or regular.
Cutty-saki.
Regular Sark.
Yeah.
It's where's
the island?
No cars are allowed on it, just horse-drawn buggies.
Where's the island?
What do you mean there's no cars allowed on it?
It's sort of Channel Islands, but it's owned by those mad brothers.
How long will it take to
Which
get there?
Which brothers? Sorry, there's a lot you're skipping over
the
here.
The Barclay brothers, they used to own the Telegraph.
How long will it take to get there?
I think you get a boat from like Jersey or something.
Dover or something.
Yeah, something like that. But,
we should go.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird place.
I love having holidays on the. Do you know why I like going to islands?
Why?
Makes me feel like I'm in a Pokemon game.
Do you know what I mean? No.
Going to a nice island.
Is it all island based?
Because there's like a town, different towns you can go to, and you can get the boat like.
Yeah.
Like in Pokemon.
Have you been to the Isle of Wight?
What?
Have you been to the Isle of Wight?
No, but we're going to the Isle of Wight to do some comedy.
Oh, you do Ventnor?
We're doing Ventnor.
Oh, it's great. It's so nice, Ventnor.
Yeah, I'm doing Ventnor.
Come to Ventnor.
You going together?
So this is the heartbreaking thing.
This is tough. Ta-da, I greeted Ed like a brother. We shook hands like gladiators. We grabbed each other's wrist and we said wale.
Yeah.
Or something. I got two offers.
And then this happened.
I got two offers for the Ventnor Fringe.
Yeah.
One was a two-day run.
Yeah.
The same 2 days is huge.
Great. Yeah.
And I said to the people involved in booking it, I said, that's the one I want to have a two-day holiday with huge. And they were like, that's a good point, but this other offer is probably going to make you more money and be more useful in terms of doing all the other stuff you have to do that week before it's the week before the Fringe.
Mm.
And so with sadness and regret, I'm now not going to be there at the same time as Hugh, unless Hugh wants to stay an extra day.
I wouldn't be against staying an extra day, to be honest, but I'd have to pay for another room. I don't want to pay for an extra night.
Yeah. It's going to be sad because I also just wanted to go for... Because now I'll be there for just one night, and I'll probably go back the next day. But no, but if I was going to go there with Liv, then you'd prefer to have 3 days and two nights, right? Instead of just there one day, back the next.
Yeah.
I can see you thriving in Ventnor. It's really your
type
of
place.
Ice creams on the beach, little pubs and that. The Pooh Museum is there, isn't it? You went last year. Yeah, you can go to the Pooh Museum
I'm wearing an International Pooh Museum merchandise. Yeah, it's really good. If you go to Isle of Wight, check out the Pooh Museum. Mm. It's incredible. It's about about the size of this room.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and then they show you how
the size of a toilet.
Show you how a toilet works. So it's like got the toilet cut in half, and you can see where the poo goes off. Because you never really see that.
They have sort of shits in the museum.
Yeah, like at least 40 different kinds from different animals.
Can you take a shit in there?
They got a toilet.
They've got a toilet. Yeah.
I bet you everyone does that. Takes a shit.
Yeah. Because it's sort of like, you know, when you, it's like you see it and then you want it. They should do it like if you watch an advert on TV for pizza or whatever, then you want pizza. It's like if you've seen a poo go in a toilet, there's nothing you want to do more than it's a
do a poo in the toilet.
Do a poo in the toilet, yeah.
They should give an award for the biggest one. They should weigh it. The toilet should have a scale and they should weigh it. We've done an hour.
Did I tell you my friend?
We haven't though, because we've done 50, haven't we?
No, yeah, go on. Tell me about your friend.
She was having a poo at a friend's house for dinner. She's at dinner at a friend's house.
She was having a poo at a friend's house for dinner.
Yeah,
she was eating one of her friend's poos for dinner.
She was serving poo.
Yeah.
No, so she had poo at her friend's house. Blocked toilet, obviously.
Yeah.
She panicked. She didn't have anything to push it down with or anything. So she had a plastic bag in her bag. It was so big, this thing. She said it was like giving birth. She took it out. She took it out with the toilet with her hand, with a plastic bag.
Okay.
Right. She wasn't thinking correctly. She put that. She tied up the plastic bag, double bagged it, put it in her bag. Came home. She's about to throw it away. Mum saw her and was like, "What is that?" And she's like, "I've just a poo." And her mum was like, "Let's weigh it." They weighed it. It weighed more than her brother when he was born.
That's crazy.
That's a good story.
That's a good story, though.
I don't believe it. Well, presumably much denser.
She rang me up. I've talked to the mum about
it. You should do a song about that.
I should do a song about that.
Yeah,
you should.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good story.
Story.
It sounds like a song.
Sounds like a true story.
Like a little opera.
It looks like a song story.
Thank you for listening to
Slime Country. Patreon.com/Slime Country to unlock over 50 episodes plus all the bonus episodes as well. So it's like 60, 70 hours of stuff. It's worth it. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Goodbye.